All right, so Act Five, the big race where we see Ishmael versus Wildfire, Chris versus a different jockey. And so this scene I thought was just wonderfully shot by Frank Pearl. That looks like Dolly. And it's amazing when you start to see the process of filmmaking in terms of how many shots you get per day, how much time you have based on how much daylight you have based on this scene. This scene was very difficult to shoot because you've got several actors in one scene, and then you have a lot of looks from every actor to every actor. And Frank was able to make every angle interesting. Like if you look at the shots of Carrie, there's people in the background there. You've got the shot of Chris, and you've got Micah looking at Chris and then turning around and looking at three other people, Todd, Gina, Pablo, and Carrie. And then they're gonna have looks back to over people to Danny and her whole thing when Matt goes over there and talks to them. And this whole racetrack sequence I thought was perfectly shot with the slow motion, especially at the end of the movie with the music that bookended with James Blunt, his song Beautiful. And this whole sequence is pretty much one huge 4 or 5 minute song composed by the composer. We rough in temp music when you're scoring these shows for mass consumption for the network to look at, or for the studio to look at, or for myself to look at, or the other producers. And then ultimately it gets all rewritten. We do it like this marathon spotting session where I sit down with the composers and Baby New Year, Trisha, and Nino, our music editor, and we sit there and we watch the whole show. We talk about the score, what it should be like. Is it like the temp music? Is it that we need to make it different? Should it be more, emotional, less emotional, more, this kind of instrumentation? You go through the whole show and you really write the score in the room, or at least talk about the score and what it should be and what it shouldn't be and the ins and out points. And then the composer goes away into his dark room with the piano and keyboard and Pro Tools machine and guitars and stuff, and they write it. So this is going to be one huge score that links all of these scenes together. Every one of these setups takes about, 45 minutes, half hour to 45 minutes. So when you look at how many different shots and how many different looks in terms of lighting and angles, like those are two cameras probably shooting at the same time and then swung a lens and they went tighter on two angles. And so it's really like a chess game directing television. You just basically, you have your time and you sit there and you go, all right, I can light this direction, and you put your two cameras and you try to maximize your angles during the day. And I found that Frank Pearl did a great job with all these angles and lighting and camera movement and just did a great job. And Kieran is such a welcome addition to the cast. He's so real, so funny, so likable, so charming, and always has an edge of mystery about him that is definitely going to play out for the rest of the season. So this is all a combination of real footage. That's Chris really riding the horse, and sometimes you have a stunt double, Tanya, our stunt double, riding, and I think that is Tanya right there riding the horse. So they look a lot alike, and they have the same body type, and so that's a visual effect shot there, compositing Chris in the background of another track. And here comes Amanda. Rebecca. The ponies? I mean, little lines like that you could, a normal, a regular actor would just kind of wash over, but these guys are just so funny and so great that they just turn every little moment into something special and funny. And I love the scene with Michael. I thought he just nailed this, the performance, the awkwardness, the torn between two jockeys. Huh? I thought they just nailed this. I told them that when I was there. The scene was just so funny. I should mention Barcy, our costume designer, has done a great job keeping everyone looking good, even when it's freezing out there. Finding a nice balance between, the different outfits. I thought this outfit, at the beginning of the season, they do all of these fittings, and then they show me all the pictures and Marjorie, and we look at everything and we flip through and go, we like this outfit, we don't like this outfit, and we narrow it down to a whole bunch of different looks. And they spread them out all over the season. And then the actors and Barcy, the costume designer, basically, get to pick and choose where they think an outfit will work or where it won't. And these jockey outfits, we basically find stock footage that we're going to be matching to, and we shoot additional shots. So we actually hand make all of these outfits to match our stock footage. So we find a race that fits our story in stock footage, and then we reverse engineer backwards to have the costumes and the horse numbers and everything match our stuff. And a lot of the stuff we shoot, like that stock footage right there, and that stock footage, it's actually from another movie called Let It Ride, and that's really our footage. That's stock footage. That's our footage. That's our footage. Stock footage. Our footage. Real footage. Stock footage. Our footage. Our footage. Our footage. So when you color time all this stuff together, you can't really tell the difference, but that is not Chris riding that horse. But, you can't really tell. It's pretty cool. And again, this is a great illustration of just fine editing by Susan Capata, who, reuses footage that we've shot and just basically creates this whole race sequence that really tells the story and brings out the excitement of this day. So here we go. It goes from our, hopefully seamlessly from our stock footage to Chris on a horse. And it all cuts together beautifully. So I'm about to go hear the score for this show. Like I said, in an hour or two. So hopefully the composers nailed it and it ties this whole sequence together. The key to this type of sequence is that it has peaks and valleys and a lot of emotion. A shot of the bird. It was a nice little touch that they shot on the day. Just, someone said, "Hey, pan over to that bird and grab that bird." And I just thought this whole sequence from here forward was just beautifully shot by Frank. Seeing a lot of different angles of the track we hadn't seen before. This long lens stuff just looks beautiful. And you just see this wonderful family, this wonderful, competitive spirit of this horse breeding life. And horse racing life, which is great. So even though Danny lost, she came in second, and her horse breeding farm is on the map, which is cool. She's so freaking adorable, it kills me. The great thing I love about James Reed and his character, Ken Davis, is that you never really know if he's, a heartless, manipulative bastard or whether he's just a, like Danny, a misunderstood, flawed, human being. And I think the writers have done a good job striving for that balance in all the characters. I think it makes it much interesting television when people are flawed and yet still good people, or trying to be good. As opposed to, mustache twirling villains that I think Ken said earlier. What am I twirling a mustache here? Which is, the writers being self-conscious. Probably of a note that I gave. I was like, you can't be a mustache twirling villain. So that was a little probably a poke at fun at me telling me to go. But they nailed it, and I'm very happy with this episode and where they went with Ken and Danny and the whole story. So originally we had a different song. We had this song in here and we thought it was a little too sad, and we changed the song. And then we changed it back because after recutting it, it really worked. I'm listening to the temp song in my headphones right now, which is a different song that you guys are listening to because this is not the final mix. But Beautiful is just came out great. And again, this is another thing by Frank that I thought was beautiful, slow motion. And we asked the writers to write this whole sequence in at the end so we can just sort of see where everybody is and make it all slow motion montage. And Frank, shot it really well. And again, Susan did a great job cutting it all together to the rhythm of the music. And it's the kind of stuff I was grew up watching and trying to make it, more of my style, more of my generation of, the kind of music video montage type stuff. So, well, I hope you enjoyed it. Nice work, everybody. Hope you dig the next episode, which is number 6 coming up. Thanks.